Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? It's
What's
Big
up?
Red and Brother B. We in the house. We in the house. We in the house. We in the house.
In the house. In the house.
In the house. Yes. Blog Talk Radio. The menu. In your face. Yeah.
In your face.
Yeah.
All
in
up
your,
in it.
Well, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I mean in your ear. Okay, yeah, maybe not so much in your face, but yeah, okay, let's try that again. Yo, what up, what up? Big Red and Brother B from the menu on Blog Talk Radio in your ear. I like in your face better. Anyway, yo, what's good, y'all? How's everybody doing? How you doing, Big Red?
I'm good. I'm okay.
You good?
Under, look, thank goodness under some AC, because, oh, my God. Hello, oh, my God. You know,
yo, listen.
Woo.
I'm not with this hot stuff, man. I didn't complain about the cold last year. I just don't like ice. I can deal with all the cold that you want to throw on, but I just can't deal with like ice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like ice in my drink too tough. Only in my iced coffee. That's the only ice that I can deal with.
Right?
You know. But otherwise, I'm like, yo.
Give me real talk.
Yeah, that, yo, this whole heat, yo. This heat. Listen, to all those who love the heat that can deal with it, that live in countries where it just seems like there's never a winter, God bless you.
Exactly.
God bless you because, yo, I don't know. You know what I wonder? How is it? Like, so if they live in a region or a country where there's, like, no cold,
right?
I wonder, like, how would it feel to them for the first time?
How cold would feel? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like,
I'll say 60 degrees would be cold for them. And to me, 60 degrees is still kind of, that's still kind of warm for me.
Yeah, listen. 60 degrees, like t-shirt weather. What you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. But for a person that may live in a country where it's hot all the time and they don't get a winter, like 60 to them, they're like, oh my God, they'll have on a big old winter coat. And you're sitting there like, well, you got that coat on for them. You sitting there with a t-shirt on.
Yo, so, dude, listen, I'm not, yeah. They something wrong. Something wrong.
Yeah, I can't. The majority of, like, I can say most of my life, like, even when I was a teenager, you know, probably like teenager, like, most of my friends, oh, summer, oh, I love this. And I sit there and be looking at them and rolling my eyes. I'm like, yeah, y'all can like this. I don't like it. I don't like summer. I have never liked it. If we can go, like, straight from spring to fall, I'll be happy.
I mean, yo, listen, I'm with that. See, listen, I don't care, like, listen, simple and plain, I don't like this damn heat, all right? 91 degrees, that was too much. That was really, really too much. I wasn't feeling that.
Yeah,
forget about it. Forget about it. Yeah, I'm not really, no.
Yeah, with the humidity, that makes it, you know, worse, and if, you know, it's bad, you know, you need something to, like, get that humidity out. And if you don't have anything to get the humidity out, you're going to be miserable. I mean, fans are okay, but it's not going to take away. That's what, air conditioners basically do, is, like, it's get that humidity. Fans
yeah,
don't really
two,
be
I
doing
two,
nothing.
I got two fans on me now, man. I need a third. And if I turn on the AC, I might not want to leave the house because I got to work tonight. So, no, The AC is dangerous, boy. You get real comfortable.
Ooh.
What? I feel like I'm on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially when you're sleeping and you get up in the morning and you know, like, oh, it's going to be 90-something degree, and you already, you just like you already know, you feel the heat. Even though you under the air conditioner, you already feel the heat.
Exactly.
And you're like, no,
I don't want to go. You're right. See, this is what I'm saying. You can't never get comfortable when it's hot, but you can get comfortable when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless you're in the AC, you can't really get, or under some fan, or you got some breeze going, you can't get comfortable. But in the cold, you can always, man, you can throw on a blanket. You could throw on like a shirt or something, or some flannel pajamas, and you're good. But heat,
exactly.
Yo, you could be laying there baby ass naked.
No,
No. And yo, listen, I remember when my daughter was small and it was hot, and you know, babies don't give a damn. Like, they don't care about sweat or nothing like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
they just want to lean all up on you, and you be hot. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I love you, little girl, but you got to get off me. And she just be mad, start yelling or something. Like, I don't care.
I put you at the corner of the bed right now.
Yeah, yo. It's a little ass in front of the fan, and then she, when she found out what the fan was, she was like, oh, no. No, you stay over there. I'll stay right here. I can't do that sweating thing, man. I can't.
I
don't like
trying
sweating.
To sleep too. Nah, that does not work for me at all.
I'll turn around and take 4 showers in one day. I can't stand sweating. I can't stand.
I might
sweating,
sleep
man.
In the shower. How about that?
Yeah, listen, hey. You gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right. Do what you gotta do. I'm sleep right there in the shower. Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. What's up, what up, everybody? Across the map, Big Red and Brother B once again with the menu, Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And we are on Facebook, the menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL.
Mind Your Mental.
Yeah. So, tonight's topic, should cheaters be exposed on social media? Take it away, Red. Take it away.
Well.
Take that.
Take that. Like P. Diddy.
Yeah, take that.
That's a question that I've asked myself. Like, should they be exposed on social media? Like, do you really have that much time to just expose? I mean, I understand that you may be upset because you may have found out that your significant other is cheating on you. But to take the time to be, like, trying to scope through Facebook or any other social network to out the person, it's like, what are you achieving by doing that? Like, you out the person. What are you achieving? Like, you're exposing them for what? Like, what's the purpose of exposing them?
I'm hurt. You cheated on me. You was infidelity'd. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Right. I understand,
like,
that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, they just do it out of, it's an emotional response, man. See, this is why I think we need to be more like the Vulcans. Like in Star Trek, we need to be like the Vulcans. Like, just get rid of all emotion. I'm telling you, if we get rid of all emotion, this would be a better planet. But everybody caught up in their feelings. I mean, yo, listen, I don't mean to keep picking on them. Canada, don't get mad at me. But yo, your boy Drake. This needy stuff, Kiki. Do you look like all that? Yo, all that wine in Marvin's room, all that
right.
That's gotta stop, man. That's it has to stop, man.
Right, because, and that's the thing. It's like people are becoming to the point where it's like, okay, they're becoming too sensitive to the point where, okay, it's like, all right, you out this per. Okay, you find out that the person, you find out the person that cheated on you got cheated on with or whatever, or with your significant other. Okay, you find that person out. It's bad enough that that person probably already, already knows, or you and this person may have had words or whatever. But it's like, in this day and age, they don't even do it face to face. Everybody goes straight to social media. Like, I seen a post maybe a couple of months back, and it was a woman, and she had a sign up, and she had the one, oh, if you see the woman's name and her address, and I think it was the phone number, and, oh, she
oh
was
gosh.
With my man, and all. It's like, well, why, like, what are you doing all of that for?
Damn, she was really in her feelings.
She put everything out there. Had a cardboard. I don't know what state or whatever they lived in, but she had a cardboard, one of them cardboard billboards, and had the woman name and address, and oh, she was with my man.
Oh, I think I saw that one. But yo, how could you? Wait, she really spent money on a billboard to out the woman that her husband was sleeping with.
Right. And the thing is,
not me.
By you doing that, okay. What, like, once again, what are you proving by doing it? Okay, you're gonna out this woman, and you think that's gonna stop? My thing is, do you think that's gonna stop your husband or whatever he is to go and do what he's doing? Or you gonna think that's gonna stop the man from seeing the woman? That's not gonna stop them.
Well, I think
because if they
want to
see him,
they're
gonna see him regardless, whether you out them or not.
But, yo, I think she gave her some free publicity because somebody might just call up and be like, yo, you like, could I hire, like, yo, you a side piece? So, like, do you want to be my side piece? Because,
exactly.
I can use a side piece. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't see, like, see, stuff like that can blow up in your face.
Right, exactly.
And my thing is, all right, so people usually, when things are going good in a relationship, then they'll post it on social media, all the nice little pictures, everybody all together, you know, hold their hands, kissy, this is
right.
The third. And then, but when things go south, you know, of course they don't post anything about them per se, but they will say, oh, mothers, and this, and you
exactly.
Nothing. And it's like, oh, somebody's mad. Something
right.
went wrong today. And,
right.
And, you know, in a nice little happy world. I mean, yo, you know. And then they want to get mad if somebody responds. Listen, if you putting your stuff out there on social sites, I mean, what do you expect on a public website? What do you expect? People are going to comment. People are going to say stuff. And if you don't want to hear it, don't post it.
Exactly.
Don't post it.
Exactly.
Now, as for exposing your lover or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever is cheating on you, it's stupid. Like, it doesn't make sense because you know what? You know what's crazy? You do something like that, and the next thing you know, you turn around and you get back together, but yet that stink is still there. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Blow me up on social media, but yet, you know, y'all back together again. So how do you explain that?
Right. That's crazy.
He was an MF and dog and this, that, and I hope you get fleas and whatever. And yeah, and then next thing you know, it's like they back together. You see them,
right.
Like, you know, at a restaurant, like sharing a pasta bowl.
Or I've also seen where the person found out the other person was cheating with somebody. And then they're posting, just like you said, they get back together. Then they're posting the pictures of them and the person back together. And tagging the person, me and my man, we back together, and tagging the person name, and I've seen that, and I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you serious? Like, you, I've
he
seen
never,
that before, and I thought I was fucking when
me.
I seen it.
he ain't gonna never leave me. So you always
it was like you always gonna be the prize. Right.
You are always gonna be the French fries. Matter of fact, you cold French fries. I'm the burger.
I'm the fresh French fries that just came out.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think that like I said, we got too much on social media already. Your relationship or your certain personal situations shouldn't be up there because certain people just shouldn't have insight into your life like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give people a platform in your life that they don't even know you like that.
Right.
Because you're giving them information that, you know what I'm saying? I can understand you talking to your peoples about that. Like I said, you going over the air with that. You going over social media with that. Like, everybody know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you tag somebody, that person that you tag, other people on their end can see what you posting too. And somebody can be
absolutely,
like, oh, you salty at? Oh, you salty, nigga? Like, what you going to do about it? Like, what? And then they start getting on this fake internet gangster stuff and making threats back and forth, and you know, it gets stupid.
Yeah, then it gets messy. But then you have some people they may know that their significant other is cheating, and they'll start, like, investigating, like, doing that FBI kind of CSI, I'm gonna go to this person's page, or he or she may know this person, so if they know this person, I'm going to... You got these wannabe detectives, and I'm like, yo, if you should actually be a detective. Like, why don't you get a job doing that? If you can, you know, scope out all that type of stuff. Listen, tell me why my computer had a virus then. That's what
exactly. go out there and find out if the world is really flat. Come back and let me know. If you got all that time in the world, that's why I'm like, yo, the internet, like, if you want to do research, fine. You want to post some educational stuff or just some stuff that you saw in the news, and fine. Or, you know, keep people on current events or, you know, certain things that you may be, you know, doing. Because generally, Facebook is, like, for people in your circle.
Right.
But there are people that are outside your circle that can see that as well. And see, the thing that really gets me about social media. So, you know, we was on Hot Rod, you know, Hot Rod from Absolute Truth. I was on a show on Monday.
Okay.
And he was talking about how there was this girl that apparently went viral with, I guess her girlfriend or friend was getting raped.
Mm.
And she was just looking into the camera on, like, whatever, I think Facebook Live or whatever on Instagram, and then she's just making all these faces. And you can hear the girl screaming bloody murder and all this other stuff in the background.
Mm.
And they were like, well, like, is this real? Like, why would you, you know, post something like this?
Right.
On social media. Like, why would you do it? And my thing is, listen, if you don't have nothing to do with yourself, if you don't have anything to do with yourself, go get a job. Because obviously you need one. If you got that much time to be doing stuff like that, like I said, I don't know if it was real or not. I hope it was some type of BS.
These days, you never know.
Yeah, that's the problem. You never know. And I don't want to, you know, wish bad on anyone, but, you know, that's a horrible thing to do if you're going to, like, record someone getting raped in the background and you're not doing anything about it. I mean, I think that, things have just really gone way too far when it comes down to putting stuff on the internet. And I think there needs to be some serious rules. Because, yo, I bet you if you couldn't post most of the stuff, whether it's, like, certain types of half-body nudes or say certain things on social media, yo, please, Facebook and all these other things would collapse.
Right, it would. And I think they get a joy out of that stuff. I think they, you know, supposedly a couple of, I think a couple of months back or a month or two back, supposedly it was supposed to be, they were trying to clean up. I've seen a commercial here or there where they're trying to clean that up, where they're trying to make it like, oh, well, we're going to make it go like what Facebook was originally put out there for, and that's to connect with friends and family and people you haven't seen from school and stuff like that. But to me, it's out of control now.
Yep.
So it's like, how are you going to get that? How are you going to get that under control now?
Exactly. It's like YouTube. So I can just Google how to chop someone's arm off, and then the next thing you know, it's like, boom.
Right.
It's a tutorial, or they're going to show you pictures of, like, somebody doing stuff like that. And I'm just like, wow, like, really?
Right.
Like, is this where we're at? Where
right.
we're just Googling stuff about how to do really bad things to people, or it just boggles the mind. It just really boggles the mind. Like, the internet really needs some serious filters.
Oh yeah,
it does.
It does. But I mean, that's even like I said, like going back to the topic, like with that, that's the same thing. It's like, okay, say, like I said, if that person finds out even the person's name, they could just Google the person's name, and if that person is on Facebook or Instagram or has a Twitter or whatever, that person's name will pop up. Okay, it may be 20 of them, but now that person's going to try to narrow it down to which one it is. And that takes a lot of time. That's not something that's going to be like from 1, 2, 3, then, because you got to make sure that you're doing whatever you're doing to the right person.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have that type of patience, first of all.
Or that type of mind.
Yeah. Secondly, if what you're doing is what you're doing, as long as I got to be adult, as long as you don't bring it home and I don't find out about it, I can't say nothing, because I can't
right.
talk about what I don't see. You know, you can't run around assuming somebody's doing something and then, oh, I'm going to check your social media, or I want to know your password to your Facebook and this, that, and the third. I want to look at your Messenger and da, 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 da. And I'm like, yo, I ain't got time for that either.
I don't have time for any of that. Yeah. I can't, sometimes I sit here and think, and I'm like, I can't see myself, you know, being with someone, and because their phone is going off, I got to be like, oh, who's that? Oh, who you talking to? Oh, who's that? Oh, you like this person's picture? Or if we, you know, my thing is, okay, if that person has social media, I have social media, we don't even have to follow each other. We don't have to be friends on Facebook. Why am I going to be friends with you on Facebook and you sitting here in my face? I don't want to be friends with you on Facebook like that bad.
Exactly.
Or Instagram or anything else. But like I said, every time your phone goes off, or every time, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, who's that, and who's on your phone, and who's that, and why are you getting up and going into the bathroom? Who are you talking to? Listen, do you. Long as you're not getting on my nerves, do what you want. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to sit here and lay back and be like, yeah, he could cheat, he could do what he wants. No, I'm not saying that. But it has to be trust there.
Exactly.
And if you're going to do something, or you're going to do whatever you're going to do, don't be sloppy with it. And that's another problem, because, you know, people are being sloppy. They're being messy now.
Yeah, they are.
They're being messy. And it's like, to me, it's like we've come to the point where it's like, it's all right to be that way. No, it's not all right to be that way, because that's how people's feelings get hurt. And guess what? That's how you get outed on Facebook and Instagram and everything. You know, that's how you get outed, because you're being messy.
Yeah, unfriend me. Unfriend me. I'm unfriend you. I'm a block this. I'm a block that. Chop, chop.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third. Like, yo, I. All right. You know, I had a little personal experience some years ago with, you know, a certain person. We got to a falling out, and they turned around and just put like a whole rant on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm like, what the hell? Like, what was the purpose of going on Facebook and, what you looking for somebody to agree with you?
Yes.
Knowing that you were wrong? And see, that's the problem. So you're valid. So you're looking. See, that's the problem. Yeah,
that's the problem with social media. People, the
bad people are looking for validation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have the wrong people looking for validation on certain things that they know are just wrong.
Yep.
And then they're getting it. Like somebody's gonna like it. Somebody's gonna like it. Like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I have to address this real quick. So this cat called Slim Thug was making a statement about Ciara, talking about the dude that she's married, she's only married him for financial stability and whatever. All right, check this out here.
Mm-hmm.
I was never big on Ciara's music, but you know what? God bless her. She do what she do. It is what it is. So what? I mean, really? First of all, your name is Slim Thug. Who the fuck are you to be talking? See, this is all right. I'm sorry, everybody, but put on my scuba gear because I'm about to go in. I'm sorry. You listen, you little fuck boys. Whoever's listening from Blog Talk Radio to wherever else, yeah, you little fuck boys, and you know who you are. Because you know what? There's what I heard the little rant that he said. Slim Thug, he's a fuckboy. Because, yo, so what? She married somebody. I shouldn't even be saying his name because somebody might Google him and then like his music. But anyway, my whole thing is, so what? Why can't she just be happy? Why does it has to be something where she married him for money or financial stability? Because if he was a regular dude, she wouldn't even mess with him like that. And I think the dude is he's on some football team.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. So I'm saying, so what? Like, he doesn't look like a bad looking guy. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't look like something's wrong with him or something. Like,
well,
so
he
what?
Must be friends. Well, he must be friends with her ex baby daddy, which is that dude Future, because that was a big you know, he was doing the same thing. He was, you know, calling her all kinds of names. Oh, you got my son around this man and this that. Dog, you didn't even want to be around your own son. And guess what? You had her around all your freaking kids. So what's the problem?
Exactly. But then you go on social media with the ranting
exactly.
and raving and all this stuff.
And
then,
mind you, she's not even doing any of that. You're the one that, and that's the thing, you're making yourself look dumb and stupid, and just like you said, like a fuckboy, because you're going on there getting in your feelings because she didn't want to be bothered with you anymore because she's seen you for what you were. So now that she's seen you for what you was, now she's this, she's that, she's all these things. And that girl is living her life, just like you said. I never was, like, crazy about her music or, you know, her, you know, you know, really don't follow her career like that. But you know what? The young lady is happy. She had another child.
Exactly.
You know, she had a child. She got married to this man. This man is treating her like the way she's supposed to be treated. So why are you mad? What are you mad about?
Unless you're jealous.
That is the only thing that I can think of when male or female, you know, either way it goes, when that type of thing happens where somebody is always downing that person or their relationship or whatever, you have to be jealous. It can't be nothing else but that. I don't care about what you had, like the way you and that person got along at that time. Maybe that person didn't feel that way. Maybe you felt that you got along. But guess what? That person, because if that was the case, then you would still be with them.
This is true. It's true, but like I said, he's going on the internet with this, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where everybody goes to for everything now.
Yeah, because everybody, because somebody always want to air out somebody's dirty laundry. Somebody want to talk about somebody's this or somebody's that. Like, yo, listen, come on, man, come on. We have to stop. We really have to stop.
But
like,
it's not gonna stop.
There has to be some type of internet training.
Right.
Some type of retraining.
You're right.
I
feel
just, you know, stop.
It but you know what, it like I said, it has to be some type of training or some type of control. But you know what, it's like I said, it's out of control, because you know what, even though I guess the powers that be that have that control social media, even though they're trying to control, it's like they're not controlling. It's like I can't think of the word it is, but it's like they're controlling it, but they're not controlling it, because it's like, you keep letting things happen, but then you want to say, oh, well, we're going to try to send it back to the way it was, and we wanted to be where people were having fun, and we're going to try to get rid of the fake news. But how come every time I scroll down my feed, that's all I'm seeing is fake news? I keep seeing fake stuff. They done killed off about 3 celebrities already, and they ain't even...
Yeah, right. They just still alive and kicking.
Oh, God.
So, a matter of fact, yo, how many times I looked on the internet and they talk about, and I'm like, wait a minute, so-and-so died? And they were like, wait a minute, so-and-so died 11 years ago. They make it sound like this something recently happened. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they died like 5 years ago, and they just, so-and-so died. Like, he didn't die yesterday. He died like 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. We got the celebrity. We got the real celebrities in the house.
Uh oh.
We got K Dog and Hot Rod. So we got Ruff Ruff. Zoom zoom.
Woo! Zoom zoom zoom. Let's do the zoom challenge, y'all.
Yeah.
Zoom 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 zoom.
Zoom zoom
zoom zoom. Hey, listen, y'all. Look, I was listening to what y'all had to say about that whole thing with I remember when Ciara first got with Russell Wilson, and you know what's sad about it? It's a bunch of stupid little ratchet hood rats that got on social media hating on the brother. I mean, listen, here's Russell Wilson. He's a football player, well-educated man. I mean, he's a Christian who has deep respect for Ciara. I mean, let's be real. First up, when you meet a woman with a child, there's something that says she comes with a package. You love that woman, and you love her child. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, of course, Russell Wilson is going to be the man he is. And you know what? When he got with Ciara...
Wait. Man, not fuckboy. Go ahead.
Right.
Not fuckboy. That's right. Not a fuckboy. He ain't no fuckboy. He's a man. He did what a man it should do with a single mother. He wasn't faking the funk. He wasn't doing all this stuff. And so people were mad because, why is he with his son? Oh, fuck that. Oh, I did that. I'm like, listen, ain't no need to be hating on Russell Wilson. There's no need for that.
Yeah, but kiddo, haters gotta hate. Haters will always hate. That's life.
I can understand a degree of salt. Okay, I can understand the degree of salt, but yo, it's getting out of hand to the point where it seems like people are rooting for the haters. Like the haters have become so much in abundance, like people are just switching sides now.
But it's not even rooting for them. You know what it is? That it's like, just like we said before, it's that validation. It's that. Oh, and then you know what it is also? What we always say, birds of a feather flock together. Or if you're miserable, I'm miserable, so you miserable too. So you know what? I'm going to egg you on. You right. F that Negro and F that chicken. Because you're miserable just like that person.
Misery love company.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're sitting at home on your computer all day long or on social media, and I see all these people. Oh, this one got married, and that one got a baby, and this one is that. And, oh, here I am. I'm still single. You sitting there complaining, and then you see your homegirl, your homeboy, or whatever, getting on there, getting mad. It's like, I got me a friend now. Oh, yeah, that's right. F him. F that. That. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow,
that's,
They
can
let sound personal there.
Yo, for real, man.
They listen. They ride. Some of them gonna ride the Derrick Jackson train. All aboard!
Exactly.
All aboard!
It's on now.
But wait a minute. Well, first of all, that's where I saw it at, because he posted what the dude was saying on the internet, and I'm like, yeah. And he did like this whole spiel talking junk, and you know, of course, you know, he made sure he had on his tight shirt, and he was talking to the women as usual. And listen,
man.
real talk. Listen, I don't have a problem. Like somebody hit me up talking about, oh, you have a problem with strong women. No, I don't have a problem with strong women. I have a problem with weak women. And see, weak women fall into that Derrick Jackson talk. Like they listen
exactly.
to that and they use that as some type of validation to be mad at men. Like we're not sure, but you know what I'm saying? Like not every dude is your problem. Like how
right.
do you know it's not you? You know what I'm saying? And when
you know
when,
what it is,
like
you have to look into yourself first to see where you're going wrong. Because here's what it is. Okay, you blaming the other dude. True, the dude messed up. But at the same token, you can't paint everyone the same brush.
No, you can't. You can't. But then what's like I said, what's crazy is, so everybody want to air everything out on social media.
So,
but
exactly.
wait a minute, you pick the weakest link. You pick Slim Thug. You don't pick something else that somebody else said. You don't say nothing about a George Zimmerman, or you don't say nothing about certain other
right.
issues.
Yep.
But
yeah.
you only, but you pick a dude who's talking hate,
that
and you just make
up.
A whole little segment out of it. Stop it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Stop it.
Well, I have a question that I got run out of here because I got to put my monsters to bed. The two little monsters waiting for me. With social media and people breaking up over cheating and everything. Do you guys believe if a partner cheated on you or you break up, do you still stay friends with their mutual friends on Facebook?
Oh, okay.
And I have
why
to
not?
I will tune in and listen.
Okay.
Hot Rod. Run.
All right, Hot Rod. Hey, later, Hot Rod. Bruh.
Like, yo,
say
yo,
this
yo,
about this whole section. All right, Brother B, go ahead, bruh.
No, listen. Okay. If you and somebody together for a significant amount of time, even if it's like 2 years, 3 years, well, 4 years, 5 years, all the people, depending on all the people that you've met, and I guess
maybe the nature,
where you stay, the nature of your relationships and where you stand with them. Like first of all, just because you and somebody else are not together anymore, I don't really see the issue of well, you know, I'm going to just cut all your friends off on Facebook, and I'm going to cut your mother off. I'm going to cut you off your dog and this, that, together. I'm like, I'm cutting everybody off because we're not together anymore. And I'm like, I don't see any reason for that. To me, that doesn't make any sense.
None.
Because you know what? Because that means were you really cool with that person because they're cool, or you were just cool with them because of the person you were with? They were related, or they were friends with the person you were with.
Right.
And if anything,
you know,
that's superficial.
You know, I've had that happen to me on a personal note, because when my ex and I broke up, one of the first things she did is she deleted me. Hey, she did me a favor by deleting me. I'm like this, all right, fuck it. You want to delete me, go right ahead. But then she went on and deleted and even blocked my sister.
Oh,
which
wow.
made
well, you have nothing
no
to do
sense.
With it.
You had
yeah.
nothing exactly, but yet she still kept two of my closest friends as her friends on Facebook. And I even and this is a and you know for those of you who know me and are listening, I would take her off the page because she doesn't have to see what I'm doing because I sure as hell don't need to know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had to keep some type of you know
right.
keep tabs
connection.
On you.
Yeah, some
yeah,
tabs on you. That's the only reason why people, you know, a person, the only reason why she would do that is because she's like, all right, let me keep these two. they could keep tabs, because she probably know, oh, well, your sister's not going to, you know, she's not going to get herself lost. She could probably be like, you know, that's y'all business. I ain't got nothing to do with it. But the, you know, block her, that didn't make no sense. It's like, why are you doing that? I didn't do anything to
you. Well, you know what? I think maybe she just wasn't probably feeling your sister like that.
My sister did nothing to her.
Right.
My sister did nothing wrong to her.
And this is true. But this may be true, but you never know her real feelings. See, and she just showed her real feelings. Because to delete and then block or block, delete, well, however the case may be, to do all that, to take all those extra steps is not necessary. All
right.
To me,
exactly.
it's just not necessary. You're being real extra.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. And to make these little dumbass comments on the internet, you know, doesn't make any sense either. You know
like
what I'm
I
saying?
You know, I wouldn't, you know, if I broke up, I wouldn't be like, oh, well, I'm not going to be friends with this person no more. Listen, it is what it is. It depends on how, my thing is, I go according to how you're going to react to me, or if I post something. Like, my thing is, if we stay friends and we're not together, please don't have me post something and then you saying negative stuff, or you got something smart to say, or you saying something. Like, don't do that. Because then that'll make
no
me want to block you. Or take your, like, don't comment and all of that other stuff or whatever. Now, if you're going to like, if I put a picture up or whatever, I'm going to like it, and you're going to like it, I don't care about that. If I put a picture up and it's me and somebody, I'm dealing with somebody else, and, you know, just don't say nothing. Like, you don't have to do anything. Just scroll past it. Or if you feel that it's going to bother you that much, then, okay, then you can delete me. I don't care.
Because I've seen people going back and forth. Like, oh, well, you know, when we was together, your feet stink. Oh, yeah, well, your breath stinks. Oh, yeah, you didn't comb your hair. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you didn't put down a toilet seat. Or this is, I'm like, yo, really?
Or even this, oh, that's the one you was dealing with while you was dealing with me.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, you got with her real quick. How that happened?
Yeah, she got 1,000 likes. What's that all about?
Oh, that's the one that you was getting, putting all those likes to when we was sitting, when we was laying next to each other.
Exactly. Listen, everybody, man. Just because you like or leave a smiley face or a heart or something, like, that don't mean you and the person getting it on. Because,
Brother B, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I understand that to you that might be an innocent thing, but see, I'm a woman, and women ought to take that differently. When dudes be putting the hearts with the eyeballs and all that other stuff, unless it's a family member, that's different. But when this is, you know, a dude is doing that and you're supposed to be friends with, no, you shouldn't be, like, if you want to like the picture, just put a like. But all that love, hearts, smiley faces, licking the tongue out of it, don't do all that.
Yeah, because you know what? It will get you in trouble. Because you know what? It will get you in trouble because that's how the other person grows suspicious. And a lot of guys got in trouble for doing that dumb shit because guess what? You see, if the only woman that you could ever make a comment about, and I've done it on Facebook, is when I would see a beautiful celebrity and I would have everybody, because you know what? I don't know her.
Wait.
I see her on TV.
You can't even do that, Gato.
I've seen her
on TV. Crazy over that.
Well, I knew a girl that did that. She was getting mad. Oh, look at you. You looking at so-and-so. I'm like, are you serious? You know that person. I'm like, have you ever seen her in a movie?
Right. You're not going to walk out your door and see that person tomorrow.
But, yo, listen. To some people, it's real. Like, it's real.
I know.
Like, all that stuff. Like, this social, listen, social media.
Oh, my goodness.
Is real. Like, everything that happens to some people, everything that happens on social media is just real.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely real. Like nothing is wrong. Yeah, nothing is wrong on social media. Nothing is fake. Everything is true. Some people swear by social media. And it's like, yo, are you serious? Like, it's not everything that you think it is, but I mean, okay, I'll let you tell it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is, but I don't really think that you should be people should be airing each other out on social media. Like,
well,
if you got somebody that stepped out on you, then, you know, leave it at that. Because when you start putting your personal stuff out there, then you allow other people to step in and make comments that
you
are not needed.
Right.
You know, Brother B, I'm glad you guys are saying this. Because, you know, and I've said this before on the Absolute Truth Show, social media is both a blessing and a curse. A blessing, yes, you could connect with people that you haven't seen in a long time. You could connect with family members who are far away. You could do that. But here's the curse. People live their entire lives on social media, in relationships, and there are some people out there in relationships, they put so much of their business on social media that people will, when something happens, people will blow your spot up. And, you know, they feel the need to have to show off their relationship. Oh, look at this. Oh, this is, oh, look at me. Oh, I'm showing up. I'm like, That's all well and good that you're so in love, but guess what? Why you have to be throwing it in other people's face for? Because it's either some people, you know, they feel the need to throw it in the ex face.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what, K Dog? You know what I don't trust? Like, let's say you're in a relationship, right? And
right.
you know, you posting pictures of you and your girl and stuff like that. Or the same thing with you, you know, Red. You're in a relationship, you post stuff with you and your man, but then some hater come along and like send them a message and say, oh,
right.
you know, I was with them last week, or like, oh, I met you such and such. See, I don't trust. This is why certain things you just cannot put on social media, because you never know. Once somebody, oh, that's your girl, or oh, that's your man, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's your
man. And then
man.
They start doing, you never
know. Oh, is that so-and-so? Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I was with your boyfriend last night. And then let you know, oh, my God. Like, and some people don't think that it can happen. But that's the
it
thing.
It does happen.
You listen. Stranger things have happened.
Yep.
Stranger things have happened. And, I mean, look who's in office right now. So you can't just put any doubt on anything nowadays.
So he might inbox me like, I know her.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I know
exactly.
your girl.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Like, oh, I know her. I know her.
I know your girl. And they'll tell you they know your man. And it's like, next thing you know, like, oh, my man. And they're like, they will throw everything that your man has
done.
And that starts
something else. That's why social media, like to me, Facebook, yes, it was a good thing to reconnect with people that you haven't seen in a long time. High school and stuff like that.
Right.
So it just got really out of hand. And see,
right.
I only know about Facebook.
Now
like
it is.
I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter or none of that other stuff.
Thank
when
God
it comes
you
down
don't.
To Facebook, yeah, I can't do
Instagram,
all
Instagram. Let me tell you something. Instagram is a whole other animal, and Snapchat is a way whole other animal. Because I heard I was in the store. What was it yesterday? And this guy was talking to this girl, and he was like, "Yeah, I hit you up on Snap," and I had to stop. I had my shopping cart. I stopped for a minute. I said, "Damn. Is this what we're reduced to?" Like, I'm used to hearing somebody say, oh, I'll hit you up, you know, I'll call you later. Or even if I hear you say, oh, I'll text you. But I hit you up on Snap? What? Snapchat?
Yes.
Like you hitting people up on Snapchat, but Instagram is a whole nother app. And then it's like Instagram and Facebook are, like, in competition with each other, because it's like when Facebook updates something, then Instagram updates something. When Instagram updates something, then Facebook updates something. It's like they're going neck and neck, and now Snapchat is like, okay, well, we're different, but no, you're not really different, because now y'all are all doing basically the same thing. Because
yeah.
Instagram was something, when Instagram came out, it was kind of simple. Then they added the DM was the direct message. And that got a lot of people in trouble. Then they started the emojis, then this, then that. Then now here you go again, all over again. It's just like Facebook all over again.
Yeah, that's too much work.
And now
that's
I heard.
That's really too much work for me.
Now I heard that, and maybe I don't know how long it's going to be, but I heard that they're going to now have Instagram where you could do a one-hour video. Like, usually their videos was like a minute or 5 minutes. Now it's going to be a 1 hour. I don't want to look at you for no whole hour talking no mess to me. Get out of here.
Yo,
I don't even want you DMing me.
God.
Leave me alone.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? Yo, Red Kato. What's going to happen is somebody going to sit down and watch a movie in the theater and be like, yo, you going to watch this movie with me. Hey, come on, y'all. We're going to watch it. I ain't going to the movies alone, so y'all going to watch it with me.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And be sitting there video recording while you in the movie theater watching the damn movie.
Exactly. Listen, social media has really gotten out of control. And there really needs to be limits put on it. But we know that's not going to happen because there are people that are making money off of it. Because the ones that are making money off of it, they're not on it. They're not on social media.
No.
The only time they're looking at it to see how it's doing to make sure they're still making money. Or they want to check the opposition to see what they're doing so they can do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, them cats are in on social media. You think Mark Zuckerberg is on Facebook like that? Hell no.
Right. He ain't paying attention to what's going on. He could care less. He's like, let them. Because, I mean, I'm sure, my thing is this. I'm sure I'm sure he did not intend for it to go left.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I'm sure he didn't intend for it to go left.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my thing. It's like, now that it's out of control, like how where are you gonna go, or how can you go to where you started seeing it go left? It's like, where are you gonna go? Like, how far back can you go? And tell you the truth, it's only been a couple of years, so you actually can go back and find out where it went left.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You actually can find out.
You know what it is? When it comes to relationships and social media, the only people, to be honest, that I respect are the ones who have been married for some time and they post things. That's all well and good. But
right.
If you just got into a relationship and, you feel the need to put everything on there, something must be terribly wrong in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it has to be.
Insecurities, yep.
I know some people who've done it, and you know what? They laugh, and you know what happened? Meanwhile, your friends are all laughing behind your back because they already know what's going on. They're like, we already know that your relationship is rocky, so why the hell is it that you're posting up, look at me, like, chill out. And unfortunately, I will say this, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but a lot of females do that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right. I wouldn't be offended by that because you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that because, I've seen it. I see it sometimes where it's just like, wow. Like, you know this dude is not doing right, or you know he's not, you know, but you posting up and y'all hugged up and y'all this and y'all that, and it's just like,
Oh, this is our anniversary. I'm so happy. I'm like, I already know your relationship.
Everybody, listen.
Right.
Whatever happened to real talk. We all got family, you know, or certain people in our family. But I remember back in the days where your mama or your daddy, or even your grandma, keep certain things in their own house. That they won't even let anybody else I ain't telling my sister nothing. What goes on in my house, stay in my house. In my house and in my house. But that's the whole thing. Oh, I ain't telling my brother nothing. Go on my house, stay in my house. Yo, whatever happened to, like, people just, like, why everybody got to put their, yo, come on, man. Like, and that's, like, and social media is just, they're just running with it. People just going on social media and running. I remember when Twitter first came out, and people was like, oh, I'm walking to the store. Oh, I'm going to the bathroom, and then I'm walking back to the store. Like, they were people were, like, doing, like, minute by minute, blow by blow, like, whatever they was doing on the go. And I'm like, why? I don't care. Nobody really cares.
I don't know. I I'm still trying to figure it out, like, you know, why is it like that? Now, it's just like, it's like a norm, it's like the normal. Now, it's to the point where we're kind of desensitized to it. It's a normal. It's a, like, to see certain things, it's like, oh, that's normal. Like, and, you know, and it's like this younger generation really thinking, like, to us it's not normal because we, just like you said, we didn't grow up like that. Just like you said, what happened in with your parents or in your house or whatever, that stayed with, It stayed in your house. Even if someone, if the next door neighbor knew something about your mother, father, who the grandmom or whatever, that stayed, they kept their mouth quiet. They just spoke, they kept it under wraps. Now it's like everybody knows everything.
My mother always taught me this. You know what? If you don't want people to be all up in your business, then don't put your business out there for everyone to see. And that's the problem with a lot of these people these days. And I'm sure, like I said it, Brother B, you could see it, and Big Red, you'll see it. Because you know what? Whatever it is that's going on, whether it's good or bad, there is no need to be posting your whole damn business on social media. Social media doesn't have to know that, oh, like, let's just say, this is what, look at what he cooked for me. Oh, look at what I'm cooking for him. Oh, this and this and this and this. And then meanwhile, what else are you going to put up? Are you going to put up when you're taking a shit?
Right after you eat,
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, I ate the food and I had the shit after.
Yeah, that's what you're going to put up next?
Possibly.
You know, there is no need for that. There is no need for it. Just close the whole damn door.
There's no more discretion.
There's no more discretion. No, it's not.
Because everything is out there, and you know nothing. Everything is all exposed. You know, if you're not putting people, I think people's thinking have been, train of thought has been twisted. So it's like, all right, if you don't put it on social media, that means you're hiding something. No, just don't want to put my business out there because everybody always has an opinion, and not everybody should have that type of insight into what's going on in your life, or have that type of view of what's going on in your life. You can't put your life up at this window, that's open window, because people are just gonna come in with their comments and with their thoughts, and next thing you know, oh, I didn't like what you said. So why did you even open the window for somebody to say?
Exactly. That's the thing. Because if you didn't want me to say anything, or you don't want me to give my opinion, you know. But I'm to the point now. Like, I'm to the point when I see certain things with people, I just scroll past and I leave it alone. Because you know what? If I say something, you're gonna have something to say. If I don't say something, then you're gonna still have something to say. You know what? I'm just not gonna say nothing. Period. Whatever. Do what you got to do. Don't bother me. Don't get on my nerves. Just Brother B, don't get on my nerves, right?
Don't get on my nerves. But by me saying that, people gonna get on my nerves.
Of course, that's how it go. Get on my nerves then.
But then they'll be like, you said get on your nerves. So it's like, damn if you do it, damn if you don't.
Exactly.
Either way you slice it, it's always going to be some type of issue.
That's why I'm laughing at these people. I'm like, damn, do you guys got to put this shit all over social media? People don't need to know that.
But you know what I just thought about? I think, you know where I think all of this really started from? I'm going to say it. I think it started from, like, the talk shows, like the reality TV shows and, like, Jerry Springer and stuff like that. I think that's where this stuff really came from because, you know, there was no, like, you know, when Jerry Springer was out and there was no social media.
Exactly.
But guess what? But people were still airing out their dirty laundry. Right.
Exactly. And everybody got their own personal talk show.
Right.
But, yo, we got less than 60 seconds left.
Crazy.
And Big Red.
Yes.
J-Dog. Thank you, Hot Rod, for calling in. Everybody, let me do my plug. Everybody, check out the Absolute Truth tomorrow night on
Blog
Talk Radio, 10:30 p.m. Sean Black, Hot Rod, K-Dog, and hopefully Anitra.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully. Let me see come back. But, yo, everybody be easy. Nice little show. Yo, keep your shit off of social media.
That's right. Keep your shit off.
Nobody needs to know your business.
Not fact,
whatever it is.
If you want to put something on social media, put something about your dog or your cat. That's it.
That's right. Something about food, so I can make it.
Yeah, yeah. Get some recipes.
Make it.
Yeah, put
exactly.
recipes up on there. Yeah, I'm down with the recipes. All
right,
y'all. Be easy.
All right, later.
Peace
out,
guys.
Peace.
Thank you.